I have a vision. You've heard me talk about this vision before. It's a goal that this state is a place where people are proud and happy to live in. People feel as if we are in a place that we strive to create protection, fairness, and equality for everyone, every day, everywhere. Today, that vision comes to a crossroad, and we've heard a debate. In fact, we've heard two different debates. And I think that we have a chance to move Maryland forward, a place where Marylanders feel protected, safe, and treated fairly. So let me try and bring the debate down to a level where I can maybe talk, maybe eloquently, maybe not as eloquently as the gentleman before me, but I can put it in perspective that I think that everybody will be able to attach to. Protection, fairness, safety. Protection. As a new dad, this bill makes sure that when I drop off my daughter at school or at daycare, that she will come home to me and my wife in the evening, safe and sound. Assault weapons, high-capacity magazines should not be the weapons of choice for shootings in school or anywhere around the state. Everyone in this chamber, I hope everyone in this chamber, wants to protect our children. So why should we allow the proliferation of weapons that may not let that happen? Fairness. To those of you who believe that this bill tramples the Constitution, I, like my colleague and my friend from Prince George's County, fully support and defend one's right to own a firearm and to have their home protected. The Second Amendment was established to allow citizens to protect government and to protect themselves from government. However, I also believe that that right comes with inherent responsibilities. The right to own a weapon comes with the responsibility to prove that you can use that weapon in a responsible manner, to prove that you are not criminally or mentally incapable of handling a deadly weapon. I've had to give my fingerprints and get my fingerprints taken to make sure that I'm not a pedophile when I went in to be a teacher. And you know what? I don't think that having to give your fingerprints in order to own a deadly weapon is such a terrible, terrible violation. In fact, I think it makes every one of us be treated fairly and safely. And finally, safety. Let's not get sidetracked by the red herrings like illegal guns in Baltimore City, as we've already done. While this is certainly an issue that should be debated by the entire chamber and be vetted fully, as the Judiciary Committee has done upon occasion, we're not talking about that. We're talking about safety in our schools. We're talking about safety in public places. We're talking about making sure that every single Marylander feels protected, feels safe. You know, there's a list of supporters of this bill. I'll just hold it up. Dozens of organizations, dozens of elected officials from outside of Annapolis, dozens of law enforcement agencies, dozens of faith leaders in the state of Maryland support this bill. Why do they support this bill? They support it because we're talking about ensuring that your son, your daughter, my daughter, will come home from school safe and sound every single night. At the end of the day, it's a simple bill that puts us in the right direction, keeps our kids safe, keeps our community safe. I'll be voting green. I urge each one of you to do the same for the protection, fairness, and safety of our community everywhere, every day, all the time. I urge each one of you to vote green on this bill. Thank you.